This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You are tuned in to the best of BizBytes, some of our favourite clips and snippets throughout the year. This is from a show that we did back in June, actually, just the day after the drone show. We are discussing this thing that we call gimmicks or ghost slavery. This was a very interesting discussion. It then went on, I believe, to be discussed on Matt's Plane.
Yeah, we talked about holograms.
Yeah, and what is it then, Arv?
Yeah, so it's about, I mean, it isn't new, because they've been doing these hologram things. I think Tupac had an appearance at Coachella, and then after that, there was Michael Jackson also had a performance.
Which Jeff saw.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
and even though it looks weird, like you can tell it's a hologram, but the thing is, people have started asking, like, you know, should they actually do this? Yeah. The same way, like, should you be bringing actors back from the dead to be in movies? Yeah, ethics, who owns their rights, who owns the property, how do you bring these people back to perform or act or whatever if they're gone? If they are dead, if they have no agency, they cannot say if they want to or they don't want to. Very interesting discussion, and it also brought up a lot of other questions, like, you know, would people actually go see these concerts in the first place?
And how much should they pay?
And how much should they pay? You know, what kind of prices do you put on it? And this is the discussion that you and Audrey had.
Holographic concerts and events, whether you like it or not, are coming and will be here to stay. You will be able to go and see pop stars and rock stars who have passed away. I don't want to use the word live in concert, but you'll be able to see them live in concert. Our question of the day is, if you could attend a holographic event of anybody, who would it be and why? Let us know. It can be a concert. It can also be a lecture or something like that. Right then. So gimmick or ghost slavery, some might say. There's a company called Base Hologram, and they've made their mission very clear. They're going to create premium holographic shows, but will the ethical questions surrounding holograms keep it from success? You might remember back in 2012, Snoop Dogg stepped out on stage with Tupac.
And how cool is that?
And everybody kind of went, well, that's creepy. And some others went, that's kind of astonishing, you know. Now, with all of that, there was this kind of discussion of, okay, well, we've managed to do that, and it looks fairly convincing, but what else can we do with that? Because a lot of people were very interested in it, of course, and then some enterprising man over in the US went, well, it's not exactly a new idea. There's been this thing for a long time called Pepper's Ghost. Now, Pepper's Ghost is a way of projecting an image onto stage, essentially using smoke and mirrors, for lack of a better term. And they've been using that for the longest of times. And that's essentially what they use to get Tupac back on stage. Now, of course, with the movement of technology, these things have changed, and it's a lot more convincing. You can literally have a real live, I keep using that word, hologram moving around on stage. Michael Jackson, I know they've done holographic concerts of, and I think still are doing it in Las Vegas. Mm. So that kind of tech is already there. They have him doing his certain dance moves. I think Jeff managed to catch a show of his whilst he was in Las Vegas. Reform the Beatles, that could be pretty cool. Who else? The Rat Pack, I know somebody's mentioned this in a message earlier on, number ending 3266, thanks very much for that. Smart idea. Sammy Davis Jr. with Frank Sinatra, and what's his name? I can't think of it right now, but it'll come to me in a minute. But being able to do that, you know, I would love something like this. I think it's a great idea, but it does make me question how I'd feel about doing it. You know, paying to see these dead people, because I'm thinking, you know, shouldn't we just be favoring them in the music that we buy from a CD? I don't know.
Are you worried about, or are you thinking about royalties?
I'm not thinking about worried about royalties, because I'm assuming that if they're still performing, the estate has two ways of looking at it, right? If that estate is still surviving and still claiming royalties from the music that they have made, then I think they'd be more than happy to allow them to perform, knowing that they would get money from royalties. But if it's somebody that's expired for a longer time, perhaps, who might not be getting any royalties, then who sets the benefit? It's just the holographic company, right?
Yeah.
So then I think people might start questioning the kind of ethics of it.
I see your point. Mm. Yeah.
But also, you know, you've got things like lectures. You can go and see a lecture by Einstein, perhaps, if you were interested in something like that. Or the logistics of things. If you wanted to see, let's say say right now, you two are playing, they are set to play in Australia and Singapore and Thailand. And what if Bono gets sick? You know, what if The Edge can't play his his guitar?
No.
But they could just say, you know what, it's okay, we've got a backup Bono, switch him on. And he could be performing.
Will these holograms have that white sheen that we're so used to seeing?
That I don't know. That I don't know. But I'm assuming there will be a little bit of that, yeah. There is that idea of it being, they're wanting to make it look as real as possible. Now, going back to the ethical question, one of the artists that had been signed up to do one of these tours was Amy Winehouse. Mm. Now, like her music or not, like her lifestyle or not, she was... a person who changed music for a period. You know, she had a very big influence and she was influenced by a lot of very big people. Now, her estate has been up in arms about whether or not they should allow her to perform, quote unquote, again, in concert because of the lifestyle that she had and the way in which she met her untimely death. One part of her family is saying, yes, this would be good for us because it would make people more aware of who she was. The other part of her estate is, look, you know, it's because of her performances that she ended up where she ended up. So maybe you should stop and not allow her to perform. So again, there's that kind of to-ing and fro-ing.
Also, do you want to dilute the memory of these legends?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you could finally see Jimi Hendrix and everyone else, you know, could see Jimi Hendrix as well, you know, would that make it special for you?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I was born after the fellow passed away, you know, and
just
the fact that I could be in the same room, and it would be like seeing the spirit of Jimi Hendrix play, you know, if he's got that little shiny sheen on him, like you mentioned, that would be something that I'd be willing to go and pay for, I think. Now, looking, we've spoken about concerts and we've spoken about that kind of thing. Now, Perry has come back and said, I'd like to hear Edgar Allan Poe do a reading of his work.
Ooh.
Now, can you imagine? Something like that would be incredible, right?
Yeah.
Just sitting there and listening to him talk about the Raven and yeah, that would be something.
That would be cool, but I don't know if I'm sold on the whole idea of, you know, these holographic lecturers, you know. We did a story on this, I think, maybe last year. And we were talking about how you could actually have your lecturer in your own private room and you wouldn't have to actually go to the lecture room in order to, you know, do your class. Mm. You know, that could be a thing in the future. And I was like, no, this is not for me.
Mm-mm.
I would totally turn off if the lecturer wasn't looking me right in the eye. So I don't know if that will work for me.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it was one of those things where you kind of half want to do it, but half don't want to do it because part of me was thinking, well, what do the family think about this? You know, when they go and see a dead family member performing up on stage, that must be difficult for them to watch.
And especially like what Arvin mentioned, you know, we've seen this in, now they're going to do it in movies as well, right? Because I think recently a director came out and said that he's casted James Dean.
James Dean,
right.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't find any other actor for the role and James Dean will play that role and they'll do like this, you know, CGI version of James Dean. And you go like, ooh, that's weird. Like, you tell me you can't find an actor that could fit that role, and the only person that could fit that role is someone who's passed away already and passed away many years
in the 1950s.
Yeah, when the technology didn't even exist. So he had no right in the sense when he was alive, he had no idea that, you know, oh, I better sign something on this dotted line here to say that yes, you can use it or no, you can't use it, because I'm sure he would want to preserve his own artistic value.
Yeah.
It's a tricky situation.
And now since we spoke about this, deepfake has become huge. Like, since June, in the last 6 months alone, deepfake has just like shot up. Everyone with a PC or computer at home with some processing power is able to deepfake.
Yeah.
We've seen Jim Carrey in The Shining, we've seen other actors in other movies that they were never in. So this kind of question will come back again next year. You'll just have to wait and see what we come up with and what we have to say about it.
Indeed. We're going to be sticking with tech when we get back, of course, whether or not we are ready for AI co-workers. That's all coming up in just a few moments for the next segment here on Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.